Iowans made their voices heard Monday night during the first big test of the 2016 presidential campaign. Republicans and Democrats held caucuses throughout the state, including in Keokuk, where emotions ran high during one of the Democratic Party gatherings. Tri-State's Public Radio's T.J. Carson tells us about it.
Hillary?
Around 120 Democrats showed up at the First Christian Church. One of them is Catherine Rickman. She's a stay-at-home mother of three who homeschools her children. Rickman's had a tough time choosing a candidate.
I was actually kind of for Donald Trump when he first said that he was going to run and everything. And then I was actually for kind of between Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders.
Rickman says she eventually settled on Sanders after taking an online quiz and finding that she agreed with him more. This was Rickman's first caucus. She decided to attend after watching a video on the Sanders Facebook page that explained how the caucuses work. Rickman even brought her mother out to caucus for Sanders with her.
At this time, while she's counting them, if you would move to those locations so that we can count you.
As the caucus count began, nearly everyone was set on who they were supporting. Many chose Sanders. Many others supported Hillary Clinton. No one chose Martin O'Malley. After the first count was taken, just one person had not picked a candidate, and the battle was on to sway him to support either Sanders or Clinton.
Also, my pre-existing conditions do not hold against
Hillary.
The arguments continued for 12 minutes, but to no avail. That lone undecided voter, Steve Otto, marched out without picking a side.
I wanted to hear what people had to say, and they're sitting there telling me I either got to make a decision, and I'm not going to be told what I have to do. That's not a Democrat.
Otto says the intense debate over his vote left him soured on politics and less likely to participate in future caucuses. Catherine Rickman was one of the Sanders supporters who tried to get Otto to the senator's side.
That was more intense than I expected, and I kind of got a little intense on my part and said frickin', and I shouldn't have. But I felt so passionate about it, like they were all talking over for me.
Rickman says she could not just sit on the side as the Clinton supporters pumped up their candidate. And she says it was good to get involved in the debate and hear the variety of viewpoints. Rickman's involvement in politics did not end on caucus night. She says she signed up to be an alternate delegate for Sanders. While the night was a little less intense for Republicans caucusing in Keokuk, the passion was certainly there. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott has that part of the story.
Everybody, take your hand, look at it. You should either have a 7, a 6, or JK for Jackson on it in order to vote tonight.
Norma Brown did not have one of those marks on her hand. Instead, she wore a white and red name tag designated for observers. Norma and her husband Ron traveled to Keokuk from Bloomington, Illinois.
I've never seen a caucus in session, and I wanted to know how it operates. And so I looked into it, found the closest place to McLean County so we could get here, and with permission, and here we are in Keokuk.
Brown says she also wanted to avoid the blizzard predicted for parts of Iowa, so she chose Keokuk over Waterloo, where her son caucused. Brown spent Monday night in the Keokuk High School cafeteria with several hundred complete strangers.
Getting a lot of people.
Yep.
A Republican caucus is much more sedentary than the Democratic process. GOP caucus goers got registered, chose their seat for the night, and basically stayed put. Chris Riegel was in charge of one of the three precincts using the cafeteria Monday night. He says he was quite pleased with how the night went.
We had a large crowd here, and everybody was very patient as we went through the process, but we got it done in less than an hour, and I was very happy.
The one downside for Riegel was that his candidate, Carly Fiorina, finished in the middle of the pack. The night belonged to Donald Trump at this caucus site. It started with a passionate speech from a supporter about Trump's kindness to veterans and the families of those who have lost a veteran. And it continued with Trump winning two of the three precincts and tying for first in the third. Adam Maglieri recently moved from Quincy to Keokuk, so this was his first opportunity to caucus. He says he had a lot of fun hearing about the other candidates. But in the end, he cast his vote for Trump.
He's raising his own money, and he's out on the campaign trail, and he's actually giving money to great causes and not asking, but trying to give back. He doesn't have to do this, and he's doing it. So that's somebody I can stick behind.
Maglieri says he was excited to see why everyone talks about Iowa when it comes to the presidential campaign. Norma Brown of Bloomington, Illinois can certainly agree.
I loved every minute of it. It was exciting. It's the common man. It's the layperson. It's the lay citizenry. It's the neighbors. It's your family members. It's fabulous.
Brown stuck around to see the final numbers for the three precincts counted before ducking out with her husband. Most everyone else in the cafeteria did the same, devoting an hour of their time to shaping the presidential race before calling it a night. As they walked out the door, though, it marked the end of Iowa's time in the spotlight. The state has just 6 electoral votes in November, so it's not likely candidates will be back to campaign at the local diner or the school across town. Instead, Iowans will have to follow the news to see what's going on, just like millions of people have been watching them for the past year. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.